I was married from born, and I'll die in marriage.
Seven. Welcome to our booth.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good evening and welcome to another Thursday night Defender 7 broadcast with your host, our Colonel Kimberly Purvis. And I'm your co-host and general of the Defender 7, Bobby Ornsby. Welcome. Before we get on with the show, I need to read our disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed on Defender 7 radio show and Facebook page are those of the callers and or authors and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the Defender 7. And with that being said, again, welcome. For everyone who's new, just tuning in for the first time, we also have the website. If you type in lowercase letters, www.defenders, Roman numeral V as in Victor, with two small I's, .com. And on our site, you will find that we have a store and we have a donate button. 1% of all proceeds from sales from our store and any donation we bring in goes to our communities throughout all 50 states in a time of need. We're not like the other groups where they keep 90% and only give 10%. All 100% goes to help our communities. So please, by all means, purchase something or hit that donate button. Help us to help you. It's the only way that we can do what we do here at Defender 7. You can also be reached on our national Facebook page by typing in the search box, all capital letters, Defenders 7. That's Defenders, Roman numeral V as in Victor, with two large I's. And before you click on that join button, just know we expect all of our members and future members to participate in everything we do throughout the Defender 7 group. We are not, and I repeat, we are not just a Facebook page or just a Facebook group. We're here to help. When shit hits the fan, or in any disaster relief should arise. If you find it's not what you want, you can always leave, no hard feelings. You can also be reached on MeWe by clicking on organizations and scrolling down to Defenders 7, American Humanitarian Patriot Group. And thanks to our Colonel Kimberly Purvis, we also have a YouTube channel, so by all means come check us out there too, and please hit subscribe. Now for tonight's show and all the shows we do here on Blog Talk Radio, we like it when you call in with your input, your thoughts, your opinions, or even just to say hello. And that number to call is area code 914-205-5773. Again, number to call to participate Area code 914-205-5773. I'm now opening up the phone lines, and I'd like to welcome your host, our Colonel, Kimberly Purvis. Evening, Kimberly.
Good evening.
What's hopping?
How's you? No, that's
damn
thing.
I'm hanging in there.
Oh, I made pickles last night.
Oh, sweet.
No deal. I had to say it.
You
too.
Are a dildo.
No, I bought like, I don't know, 5 or 6 cucumbers, those big ones. And I already had pickle jars. So I'm like, dude, I'm just going to make me some pickles. I freaking love just walking in the refrigerator and just eat a pickle. I don't care. And
oh, yeah.
I'm not sure about, because there's different types of pickling salt. And the one I got, it's not clear. You know, the pickle juice is not clear. And you could smell the black pepper that's in it. But within a few hours, it had already started turning the cucumber soft. Like regular pickles. I'm like, damn. But I mean, it tastes pretty good, but we're going to start, I believe, this week. I know it's a late start, but we're going to start doing our garden. We don't have how much room, but we're going to do the hydroponics. And in that book, it shows ways of doing your garden upright instead of, like, you know, taking up your whole yard. We're actually going to be using the fences and stuff to grow them up instead of on the ground. Save space.
Right.
But, yeah, there was some cool stuff that I learned out of that book that I did not expect. I'm like, wow, I had no clue. It never dawned on me to use fish tanks. So this is that book that I bought. Well, actually, I just paid the shipping cost. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to take pictures of it, and somehow I'm going to try and put them into a video so I can – you know how hard it's going to be to read backwards if I show the book and make a video on it? Yeah, so I'll just – what I'm going to do is just take pictures of it, of each one, and then do one of those screencast videos. And I'll be posting it on our YouTube. And then I'll just take, like I sent to you on in our staff room, just the initial things. But the one with a 2-liter bottle, I know for a fact that works. We used to do that in West Virginia with our herbs. So I was thinking about trying that and just getting those, you know, those shelves that you – have the two rods that you put up on the wall and the little hook, things that holds the wooden shelves on. You can put them at different heights.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? I'm going to get some of those and put them in the kitchen, because we get a lot of light in the kitchen. And if you start your plants or your herbs or whatever inside with artificial light and the light that comes in, you can't bring them outside. It'll kill them. So I've learned from experience. I had a greenhouse, and I had over 100 tomato plants, and my dipshit ex-husband decided, let's move them outside. And while I was gone, he killed all 100 plants within the first day by putting them outside.
Oh.
Yeah, because of it's a different type of sunlight. It's not direct sunlight. We had plexiglass.
The sun came in through it.
But it also had one of those mister fans
that you fill
the bottom of with water. And instead of it having individual blades, it's those big circular blades, and as it would spin, it would mist in. And when it was like 100 degrees in Tennessee, it'd be a nice little refuge to go to rest and cool in. So, but anyway, So I don't think we're going to have enough information on our economics for tonight. So we can do the economics part as long as we need, and then we'll go into current events and stuff.
We have Lieutenant General, and we also Captain from Wisconsin, Slacker Lorna.
Both Slackers, Wisconsin.
And Maria.
I've been a busy girl.
From Pennsylvania.
What's up,
Heidi,
everybody?
Ho.
What up?
It's going.
I just got off work, man.
You don't
first
work.
Day back from vacation. And it sucked. I wish I was back on vacation.
That always happens.
I know. It sucks.
You need a vacation from your vacation.
You're right.
Well, I've had
do.
One of those. Well, no. Let me rephrase that. When you go somewhere and you're, like, constantly going and going and going, you'll need a vacation from that vacation.
Oh, trust me. I know.
When I went overseas for 3 months, and I was just constantly, you know, I was constantly going everywhere to all the sites, all the castles, the museum, you name it. When I was in Scotland and Ireland and England, that's all I did. So when I got back, plus a 16-hour flight, you are physically drained, one, from the time change, and it's like you need a week off to recover from all the shit. Now, if you go on the beach.
Well, I tell you what. Hey, Bobby.
Yes.
Did me and Doug, it took us about, what, 3 hours, 3.5 hours to cook all that fish and frog legs?
Oh, yeah. Easy.
Yeah. We did a shit ton of cooking, man.
Yeah,
I hope my brother Bob right here enjoyed himself.
Thoroughly, brother. You know that. I kept telling you that all weekend. I needed it.
I know we drank a lot of alcohol.
That's an understatement.
Right?
Doing something like that, excuse me, like a fish fry, is a lot like holiday dinners when you have a lot of people show up and you're cooking all day.
We had green beans, baked green beans with potatoes and bacon, two types of homemade mac and cheese, homemade, not out of the box.
What's going to come out of the box no matter what?
Homemade coleslaw. Let's see. We had elk
Truly.
Jerky. We had elk sausage. And a whole lot of alcohol.
White claws?
There was
Truly?
One white claw there.
Yours?
Yep.
Nope. There was no Coors neither. I know I drank. When Bobby got here, I probably drank about 2 handles of Captain Morgan. So, we drank a little bit.
I
no,
killed a
who
bottle
am I
of
kidding?
Crown
we drank
Fra-
a lot.
We went to dinner when I first got there Thursday night, and I had rum and coke with dinner, and then we got back to the house, and I killed a whole bottle of Apple Crown.
Right.
And I had several straight up. Tito's vodkas.
Yep.
You realize you guys are just proving a point about veterans, right?
Hey, that's
that we can
all
handle
right,
our
man.
Drink. That we
exactly.
can handle our
you
drink.
You guys that were all a bunch of alcoholics, but
we're not alcoholics.
Hey.
We professionals, man.
Yeah, what the hell is this reset? You got a frog in your pocket?
No shit.
No, I can't drink.
Sucks to be you.
Elevated liver. And no, I have elevated liver enzyme. So, nope. No, thank you. I prefer them to go down. So, anyway, so we can get started. I've been having this issue. With a lot of these younger mentally challenged millennials and Gen Z children complaining about minimum wage. And they're like, well, because 90% of all these young kids work at fast food restaurants, right? Okay. And they're like, we want a livable wage. Go get a real job.
Then get, why don't they up their skills to work a better job instead of working minimum wage?
Well yeah, and most of them don't agree with that. I'm like, wait a minute, so you're telling me...
You know
me,
what? Then so, I would call them all out. You're an idiot then. Sorry. You're stuck at minimum wage then the rest of your life.
Well, see, here's the thing. I agree, and I found some articles by some a couple economists of why raising minimum wage to $15 an hour will kill the economy. Straight up,
yes,
it will kill the economy. So,
yes, it will.
And here's the thing. Okay, you want burger flippers and cashiers for fast food restaurants to make $15 an hour, which is an absolutely zero skill-based job. Any idiot can take change or make change by seeing what has to be. Yes, you need to know math, okay? Don't get me wrong. You need to know how to count money, okay?
I call bullshit on that.
Why?
I call bullshit on that.
You don't mean to know what a $1 bill is?
I've yet to see one person on this younger generation know how to make change. After they ring up something and it's, say, 205,
the computer makes change.
I give them a $5 bill. They have no idea. They said they can't do it.
Okay, here's the thing. But this is what I'm saying, okay? I'm talking about knowing what a $1 bill looks like, a 5, a 10, a 20, a 15. That's what I'm talking about. And 99% of the time, you're going to use a $20 bill or smaller at fast food restaurants. Now, I'm not talking sit down. There's a big difference between sit down restaurants and fast food, okay? So basically, and here's the thing. The reason why I can talk so much about this, I used to work fast food. I've done it all. McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King, Little Caesars, a real Italian pizza. I mean, I've done all of that shit. But the thing is, I got tired of making minimum wage. I wanted a real job. And that's when I went into nursing. Okay. Now, the thing is, what are the pros and cons of raising the minimum wage? I think this is the right... Let me see if I have to get the right article.
I don't need no article to tell you this. If they raise the minimum wage, small businesses will not be able to afford their employees. Two,
oh, I know.
The price of product, everything will go up in price to where middle class will not be able to afford anything.
That's how the economy will
get hurt.
I understand that, but for people who need empirical evidence, that's what I found all of these articles. I mean, I know how it works. You know how it works. But a lot of people don't. So what I was trying to say is they can raise minimum wage, yes, and slowly do it. And they can even do it to $10 an hour. And that's fine because $10 an hour is not going to kill the economy, but $15 will. So let's just say, for argument's sake, those jackasses actually got their $15 minimum wage, right, as a burger flipper. Okay. Then you know what's going to happen? All the prices are going to have to be jacked up.
Exactly.
To pay for all of the price, all the employee salaries. Then customers are not going to buy. It, look, how much two people could go to a McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, Arby's, whatever, and spend $25 for two people on a sandwich, fries, and a drink. $25. You think if you raise minimum wage to $15 an hour, that's going to become $50 for two people to eat out. So then nobody's going to go to the restaurants anymore. So then what they're going to do is they're going to start cutting cutting hours because they're not going to have enough income. Okay.
Well, they'll probably switch over to automated.
The automated. Yeah. They've already started.
Most of them have already started kiosks.
You're going to see more of them.
Okay, and then that's going to put more, that's going to cut into your employees. Into their hours and all of that. Not to mention, how many times have you gone to a restaurant that they jack up your order? You say, I want a cheeseburger, no pickles. And you get a cheeseburger with pickles, extra mayonnaise. Or whatever.
Every time I go.
Okay, so, and this is what's going to happen. So say they get this $15 an hour. What's going to happen to all your other high-skilled jobs, like nursing, carpenter?
Oh, they better start paying me more because I got a college degree, and my job is skilled.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So we're going to start with nursing because I know what the pay is for nursing. Starting pay for a brand-new LPN is $10 an hour. Starting pay for an RN is about $15, depending on the state that you live in. Okay, that's starting pay. So if you raise minimum wage, I'm going to tell you what, right now, I am not going to make a few dollars over what a no-skilled, incompetent child makes.
Well,
so then
I will give you an instance. All right? My job, which is a skilled job, I went to school for it. If I screw up at my job, I can kill thousands of people.
Well, so can I.
Now,
I'm a nurse.
And here's, yeah, but this is chemical shit and biological shit that I'm talking about.
I know, but
now,
can they trace it back to you?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
I'm
just saying.
I have paperwork that I have to do on a daily basis dealing with Department of Transportation and, now I lost my train of thought on the Environmental Protection Agency.
Yeah, it's highly regulated.
I have to deal with this. It is very highly regulated. If I don't cross my T's and dot my I's, big time fines. Trust me. Even on the paperwork.
Okay. But
two, no person without schooling can do my job and not be trained on my job. That's
now,
why I make over $20 an hour.
Now, would your job work? I mean, so if the minimum wage went up in your industry, would that cause increased prices in what you do?
For us, we would not see the pay raise. We already get a cost of living raise, which is in our contract. Now my contract is every 5 years because I'm union. So,
see,
in that 5 years, if they boost everything up to $15 an hour minimum wage, I will not make any more than what I'm already contracted to make.
I don't know. Your unions might bitch about that.
You're right. We're bitching about it already. Because, number one, I know the McDonald's that in my hometown, they do not have enough people. They've had to shut it down. They just built a brand new Jimmy John's in my town. They could not open because of not enough people to work. So they started putting in the windows, starting pay $13 an hour. Are you freaking kidding me? Do you know what the starting pay entry level at my job is?
All right.
$19.75 an hour to start.
But
and
see, that's what I'm saying.
You're
going
to be a burger flipper at $13 to $15 an hour? Get out of here with that bullshit. You can't
but
even get a goddamn order
about.
Right with a ordering two
okay.
sandwiches.
Now think about it this way. Okay, so your field of what you do, okay, so as a nurse or CNAs or pharmacists or whatever, in a hot, whatever, it doesn't matter. So you raise minimum wage to 15 an hour. Well, guess what? The medical field, first responders, what you call them, air traffic controllers, police officers, anybody else with a highly skilled job is going to demand a raise. Okay.
You're right.
And then, okay, because you're damn right, I will. So the thing is, so if you have to raise that, then you have to raise minimum wage for nurses. Okay. Then all of your costs that you acquire at the hospital, that's ridiculously 1,000% markup, $10 for a freaking Tylenol, it's going to be about $30 for one pill. So what's going to happen is your insurance companies are not going to want to pay these high medical bills. Okay? Then you have to cut hospital staff all the way around. Then you start getting piss poor nursing care because they're going to be overworked. Okay? And so that's going to it's just going to devastate the whole medical industry, period.
Well,
and
as we already said, it's going to devastate the entire economy, period. Not
okay,
just nursing,
so,
but it's going to destroy everybody.
I know. I say nursing because I'm a nurse and I know all of those wages. I know, like, EMTs, paramedics, their starting minimum wage is usually, for brand new ones, between 9 and 13 an hour for brand new ones. So, look at those bills. Those are going to triple. I mean, unless they charge you $100 a mile.
I actually have new guys that I have to train. They're like, I want your job. Look here, let me tell you something. You've got to crawl before you can walk, boy.
And that's
the only
the
way you're going to get my
generation.
Job is if you work your way up. And another, the only way you're going to get my job is if I retire. That's how you get my job. But you got to work your way up. Because there's a lot more people that's been in the company a lot longer than they have. So that's next
but,
in
and that's
line.
Just it. All of these kids want to make what we make right off the get-go.
Well,
go get
it don't happen.
Skills.
It don't work like that. It
no,
don't work
I know
like
it doesn't.
That.
I've been,
you got to earn
I've
your
been
way
in the medical field. I've been in the medical field for 25 years. I've been a nurse for 21. But then you go back and I was a couple years as a CNA and then schooling. So about 25 years I've been in the medical field altogether.
I'm a fifth-year journeyman carpenter. I've been doing carpentry for well over 25 years. And these kids want to say, yeah, that ain't going to work.
Matchstick houses don't count.
Yeah, right. I knew you were going to put your 2 cents in, smartass.
Hey.
I built $2 million homes on down. And you think if you don't know what you're doing, you deserve the same amount of money as a freaking journeyman carpenter? Please. Nobody's going to buy your house.
And also, inflation is going to go through the roof.
Oh,
we already
exactly.
have issues with inflation because of this bullshit now. And this is not even touching minimum wage. We have milk, depending on the brand, milk is from $2.50 to $5 a gallon for fucking milk.
You know why?
Milk.
You know why? Because the government is telling the farmers to destroy everything.
Okay. Well, we're going to touch on that.
But we're not
going to
get into that.
No, we can. Because
well,
we can because the minimum wage thing is not going to take up. That's what I was telling Bobby. So you're going to have inflation, and that's going to make everything go up. So then we tell all these no-skilled, lazy-ass children, now you got $15 an hour. Okay, now go get yourself an apartment to rent, which right now is disgustingly high. Okay.
That's
$1,000. So everything is going to –
That's over $1,000
a month. We pay $600
a month.
It's not a bad house. Look where we live. We live in Crack Central, 6 gangs around us, and we live in freaking Wichita. I mean, come on.
Sorry. Kansas
is
corny.
But, yeah, but think about it. What I make from the VA with, I have no choice but to go to work now. We can't survive even living in this. I mean, it's a nice house. It's not that bad. I mean, it's just an older house. But we can't afford to go to an $8,000-$9,000 home. Not right now. There's no way. So,
all right, y'all.
I am
pulling up to the house. I'm taking me a shower, eating, and I'm going to bed.
Y'all have a
blessed night.
We'll try.
Good night.
Good night.
So basically, 3/4 of the economists in America said they oppose a federal minimum wage of $15 an hour. Right? It's only going to be the left, the Democrats, the snowflakes. They're the ones who want this pay raise. Okay. So if they want to do that, then they need to attach a skill level in order to make $15 an hour. If it's a no-skilled job, no, you don't make $15 an hour. Sorry. Now, people get pay raises based on merit, based on, on how long you were at your job. You know what I'm saying? And what's funny is, my last nursing, not my last one, but the one before last, I had only been an LPN for 17 years at the time, and I made more money than some of the other nurses who had a seniority. That's what it is. They had been with the company for 10 years. And they're like, you can't tell them what you make. I'm like, it's nobody's business what I make. But you know what I'm saying? So when you're at a job, your seniority also depicts how much money you make. And normally people who come in don't make as much as you would. But in nursing, it's different. It goes by how many years you've been a nurse or whatever. That's how the medical field works. I don't know about anybody else. You're going to start at the bottom. Lorna, what
I had to sign a thing to say that I can't get no more raises.
Wow.
Yeah.
So when just say you're at your job for 20 years, right? And you tap out of the highest amount you can make. Okay. Now you leave that job and go to an identical job, right? At another company. Would you have to start all over at the bottom? Or would you start somewhere around what you made at your job now?
You talking to me?
Yeah.
I started at the bottom. And I found out a friend of mine is a pilot, and that's the same with pilots. They start out, I believe he said, $15,000 a year, and then you work your way up, and you're usually a co-pilot. And then you get into being pilot, then you bump your wage up. But then if you go with a different company or a different airline, you start right back down at the bottom at $15,000 a year.
Wow. See, that's not how, and see, that's what I was saying. And I don't understand why pilots would do that, because you have people's lives.
There's a lot of lives involved there.
Air traffic controller is the most high-stress job there is, period. And that's a known fact. The air traffic controllers are alcoholics. You know what? Basically, air traffic controllers, you could compare their jobs to being in the military. High divorce rate, high use of alcohol, and highly stressed out. And that's how you can compare the two. Now, they want to raise minimum wage to 15. Are you going to raise military salaries as well? You know, as an E3, you make $1,400 a month, period. If you live on post, you don't have to worry about paying rent, because housing, your housing is free. Live in the barracks, housing is free. Utilities are free. I've never lived in base housing, but I lived in the barracks when I first started. And then I went off post and got BAH, which, depending on where you live, for Tennessee, I got $800 a month. Okay. So $1,400 a month plus another $800. That still does not even cut. You still have to pay all your utilities, your phone. You have life insurance. You have health insurance in the military anyway, so you don't have to worry about that. But you're going to jack up what the military makes? So it's not going to cut it. You just can't do it. And then let's see. Okay, so back to what Weathers had said. You know, they're paying people $1,200 bonuses to start working.
There are a couple of places that are offering $2,000.
They're making $400 a week unemployment, and then another $300 a week on top of that. Who the hell is going to want to go to work when you're making $700 a week? No taxes
taken
out.
Well, hopefully that's good for me, because I'm looking for a different job.
My son got turned down for unemployment. My youngest daughter got turned down for unemployment. I can't even get freaking benefits, and I'm on disability. So, and not to mention that these sorry people who are on unemployment also get food stamps, and they raise the food stamp limit. Why would you want to go to work? That's how lazy people have become. And this is not just the Gen Z and the millennials. This is anybody who, straight across the board, has gotten used to not wanting to work because of just getting paid and all of that shit. And then on top of that, they can't even pay their bills. Landlords want the the eviction freeze to be lifted. And so there's millions of jobs. And now small businesses are being forced to close.
There's also the food shortages and, you know, the high price of stuff.
Okay, that was the other topic. Yeah. So now people are going to say, oh, you're full of shit. You're lying. No, we're not. I've actually found quite a few articles about this from straight from the government. Farmers, dairy farmers are being told to dump all of their milk. Cattle farmers are being forced to euthanize all of their beef. Why? They walk around a damn field and graze all damn day. And all of the vegetable crops, they're being forced.
I told you the other night the reason why they're doing that.
They're trying to cause a food shortage.
Well, no. So they can push their fake meat on you.
Well, yeah, that too. I've already found fake chicken, by the way. Everybody knows.
Yeah.
See, they've had tofu burgers. They've had veggie burgers. And all that all along. But now they're pushing. And see, here's what they're trying to do. Oh, and there's also a chicken shortage. And they're saying it's because of COVID. Bullshit. No, it's not. It is not because of COVID. Because not enough people took the vaccine. Okay. So they've got to find a way to get rid of, it's not going to be enough population to get rid of. So they started a gas shortage so people couldn't go anywhere. Well, that didn't work. So now they're starting a food shortage. Okay. It's going to be easier to starve people out than to force them to take a killer vaccine and kill them off that way. A lot easier to starve people out.
I know I ain't starving.
I did it in Russia or Ukraine in 1932 or 1933. Killed 7 million people by starvation.
Oh, they still do that. Russia does it. All these countries do it. And now they're trying it here. So here's the thing. I had misspoke, Bobby, about the new China virus, the H10N3, not H1N1. It's H10N3. It's the new virus that's coming from Wuhan. And guarantee you, this is my new conspiracy theory. When that virus gets to America, everyone who got the vaccine will be dead if they catch that new virus.
That's because
be their
bodies have been trained. Their bodies at the freaking protein spike thingies have been trained to fight COVID. They're not going to be able to fight a different virus with a different shape.
No, that's not what I'm talking about, Maria. They're saying that virologists have come out and said that what's in the vaccine is not meant to keep you from getting COVID. It's meant to trigger an immune response, and it will kill you. They're saying it's going to be worse than COVID, which is 99.9. Freaking SARS had a 15% mortality rate, and we didn't do this shit. No, it's because they weren't ready for the Great Reset. They weren't ready for Agenda 21. That's why they didn't make a big deal about it. Okay, so when this new if just say we got 100% of America to get vaccinated, right? Completely. Why would you need to force starvation? You wouldn't. Because that vaccine is not to get rid of us. It's to get rid of the sheep. Not us. That's the whole thing. I don't know if you guys have seen it, but Fauci is in deep shit. But nothing's going to happen to him.
Nope.
Nope.
Yeah, he came out and All the emails came out.
Yeah,
he
his
got
ass is dead. This isn't the first time. Look at over the years. He's protected.
They all are.
Oh, I know, but they got his email. So he got paid $3.7 million to go to Wuhan and release this virus. They worked on this shit from before Trump became president. And all the people said, oh, you Trumpies and your conspiracies. And you should see what? I know you hate TikTok, Bobby, but if you went on there and went on conspiracy side of TikTok, you would see all of these freaking Republican, the conservatives and shit, and they're saying, what was that now? Us tinfoil hat wearing people? We were right?
Yep.
And, I mean, they're just laying it on. I mean, there's just left and right, all of these videos coming out. And freaking liberals, man. And they're like, oh, that's a lie. That didn't happen. And I've actually showed people. This is the reason why I do so much research. So I could say, here it is. Do with it as you wish. I'm not arguing with you anymore. And I'm done. So.
Yeah, I've started doing the same thing. I'm tired of arguing with people. You know, at the end of the day, the best I can do is pray and not stress.
You know, it's like I'm willing to talk with anybody about any subject. Don't care. If we're on two opposite sides of the aisle, I'm willing to talk. But the minute you start flinging shit, no, I'm done. I'm done. I will give you hardcore evidence. So here it is. If you don't want to read it and you don't want to do it, see what I give you, then piss off. I'm done with you. And I'll block that person. I don't care what social media they're on. I don't care. I don't have time for this shit. So, I forgot to tell Pat, too. At our Walmart parking lot, they're giving away tablets from the government. After you get the COVID shot, they'll give you a tablet.
Yeah, well, there are places offering beer and $1 million and hamburgers, and I don't understand people. You know what? I don't think anybody should be getting the vaccine, but if you are going to insist on getting it, talk to your freaking doctor. Don't just say, oh, you're going to give me a hamburger or I'll get the vaccine.
Right.
Well, now they're giving out free beer, donuts, hamburgers, all of that on the 4th of July. Bitch, please. So you want to add to the misery of the person, whatever reason, you give them all this crap, and then you want to give them and it's like, and Fauci, one of the videos, and I saw the video, and I'm like, oh, my God. I posted it on my page. I didn't put it on ours. Of Fauci saying, he was caught saying that, telling Obama's people, and all of that, that, no, you don't need to wear masks. He said, masks, it's not going to do shit for you. And lo and behold, if you're a Trump supporter, you have to wear a mask.
And what about him telling people to stock up on hydroxychloroquine?
The hydroxychloroquine? Well, you really can't. But
he was telling his family and stuff. Yeah, I saw an article on it. He actually was telling his people that to be getting hydroxychloroquine.
Well, to be honest, that's not what I got. And the reason why people were dying left and right was because they're being treated the wrong way. All of these freaking ventilators and bullshit, no, that was the wrong treatment. That's what killed all of these people.
And he
not
knew.
COVID.
He knew. He was over in Italy or whatever it was when the doctors, you know, the Italian doctors started talking about that. He knew. And he still had Americans being put on ventilators.
Yep. I was given remdesivir and oxygen for the first aid that I was in there. And
uh,
And that was it. Oh, and cough medicine. I was on Tessalon Pearls and all that, which is Robitussin, like, or Mucinex, same thing. And
well,
that's what I was
It's like I was telling you, right now, with this COVID shit, nobody believed me, just like, you know, we're saying about nobody believed everything we've been saying for the past 2 years. But a good combat against this COVID virus is calcium D3. And you can buy that over the counter. You can buy it over the counter because it is a major part of what's in the malaria pill.
The other thing
I know how to make my own quinine. I got a recipe to make homemade quinine. It's grapefruit and lemon.
The main thing that people who got COVID were all vitamin D deficient. Now, what they're saying that the PCR machines, they're not correctly picking up COVID and all this other bullshit. Crap. I lost my headphones. Hold on. My big thing was when I got COVID is I stayed home for the first week. Okay? Basically, it was a really bad cold. Always tired. Every muscle and bone in my body hurt. Will not lie, but that's no different than any other cold, bronchitis, pneumonia that I've ever gotten in my life, okay? But the only thing was I could not shake the fever, and once the fever got to 103, I'm like, okay, I'm done. Your body can't, your brain and your body and your organs cannot last days upon days of 103-plus temps. They just can't. Okay, now I'm only as smart as Weathers. Crap. Because you kill brain cells. And on top of that, I had blood clots. And that's a big thing with, was it AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson? Was the blood clots? In the two of the vaccines? Now, here's the thing. I've already told my doctor, look, stop asking because I'm not getting the vaccine. I got blood clots. I can't run the risk of possibly putting an extra risk on top of being immunocompromised as it is, of getting a vaccine that's already causing blood clots, and I might die from it. And I'm just not doing it. So, and that's why they could kiss my butt. Anything else? On that, you guys want to go on to, excuse me, other political or current event?
Well, what about the fact that Biden bought 1.3 million or billion barrels of oil from Iran? We haven't done that since 91 because of sanctions. And then they shut down the Alaskan pipeline on top of the Keystone, and the fact that the Colonial supposedly got hacked. So you know he's planning to buy more, and Hamas just shot down another drone or something from Israel. So they're stockpiling up. You know, I mean.
Okay. On top of that, in Israel, they shot something down, and it wasn't America that helped. It wasn't any, Israel. Was it a ship or a? I cannot remember what it was. I saw it. I'll have to look for it. But Israel means business. Now the thing is, with this new prime minister coming in, we don't know what's going to happen to the Middle East even more.
Yeah,
we don't know.
He supposedly Yeah, because he's not conservative. What he did was he managed to get, you know, multiple sides unity because no – so it's like we both have the same enemy, so let's join together to get rid of our enemy. In the meantime, he's the type of person that would give in to Hamas.
Oh, the new guy?
Yes, I was just reading something on him. Well, maybe not
yeah.
Hamas per se, but Muslims.
Yeah, I know, and that's the thing. You know what's going to happen? If this new dipshit gives back the West Bank, you know you just gave them a mile. They took an inch, and they're going to take a mile. They will decimate Israel. And you know whose fault that's going to be? Not ours. It's going to be their fault. So, I don't know. I was looking.
And what about that ship, that military ship with two speedboats, Iranian ships that are moving towards the United States, I think, was it Venezuela? But I don't know, but they're going to be close enough, and supposedly they have EMP devices on it.
They found a Russian spy ship next to the borders of America.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't be surprised. The Russians have been spying on us forever. I mean, look at Alaska.
No,
Sarah
no, no.
Palin can see them spying on her house.
Yeah. Let me see. I'm looking at the thing on Israel.
I know Russia is not our friend, but I'm sick and tired of Russia, Russia, Russia. What about China? We need to focus on China. They're actually more of a threat than Russia is.
Oh, I know. I mean, the whole thing is they're keeping us away from what's really going on. That's how this shit works. And that's why. And so many people, it's like, we're not listening anymore. We don't care. We just want our life back. Just, you know, and that's why they were saying, in those articles that I posted, you got about 8 months. Because if they follow through with this food shortage and all this other shortage, you got about 8 months. And people are going to start killing each other over food shortages. And that's what's going to happen.
Well,
so, yeah,
unfortunately, I live in a good area, so it's very hard for me to get my friends and family to believe what I say. You know, they refuse to see it because everything here is fine.
Oh, I know. Yeah, that's the way it works. And some of my family didn't want to believe about the vaccine. Uh-huh. So it's like they're already coming out and saying it. I mean, it's just a bullshit thing. And it's like, man, you people are sheep. You are so gullible, you fell for it. Hook, line, and sinker. And I've seen tons of people making comments about the food shortage. And all of this, and I said, you guys have no clue that Bill Gates has bought 250,000 acres of farmland in America, and all of these other rich people have done the same thing, millions of acres, and you still want to believe that nothing's happening?
Well, supposedly, I haven't seen anything except for a couple of you know, things on Telegram, but supposedly Biden's trying to buy up a lot of farmland in Nebraska from eminent domain.
Yeah, and now they're sending our vaccines overseas. So we'll see what's going on. I was like, why? Because people don't want to buy it? You know. Ooh, excuse me. Bobby, you're awful quiet.
I'm here.
You and Lorna.
I'm here. Lorna's sleeping.
Yeah.
Lorna's passed out drunk.
I try to see. Stop. No, I'm looking. I'm looking to see about the other Israeli thing about. And I can't find it. About what's going to, I found the article, but it's not saying much about what's expected to happen. So,
well, supposedly,
who is the guy?
Huh?
No, no, go ahead.
I was about to say, yeah, supposedly America has not yet confirmed giving them what they requested for the Iron Dome, the missiles or whatever it is that they need for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Biden's already said that he was going to help support them with the Iron Dome and fixing it.
Yeah, but and at the same time, he's giving Palestine, Hamas, and the Palestinians and the Iranians money. So they're just going to get bombed again.
He's playing both sides.
He's creating a war over there. He's one of those people that sell weapons to both sides.
He's playing both sides of the fence.
Huh?
He's playing both sides of the fence.
Yes.
Is what he's doing.
He's acting like an arms dealer.
Oh yeah. My shoe.
That's why everybody over there hates Americans.
They have
if it wasn't for the greedy American oil people and the American government, they wouldn't have ISIS and the Taliban over there.
Oh, that's Obama. He did that.
Yeah, I know. And so even Saddam Hussein was created by the Bush or somebody because they were trying to use him to throw out somebody that they didn't like, just like they did in Cuba with Castro and in Nicaragua with what's his face, Noriega.
Yeah.
That's why they all hate us.
Not everybody.
Yeah, well, our allies, they're giving us the shaft, too. They're all jumping ship like a bunch of rats.
Nah, they're just doing it because of Biden. So.
Well, then we need to get Biden the fuck out.
He will be soon enough. Soon enough. Yeah.
I know, but we're going to have to suffer first because of these idiots.
Oh, yeah. The world has to suffer in silence because people are too chicken shit to do anything about it. Oh, and by the way, did you guys hear that Trudeau has said no more elections until COVID is over? Well, the government.
No,
I
had heard that something wonky was going on in Canada, but I didn't have time to look into the details.
So people are, now listen, if people don't think that shit's not going to happen here, they're freaking smoking too much crack and drinking too much Kool-Aid, because that's the Democrats' next step. Is to say, now we can't have elections because of COVID. And
oh, no, I got a worse one for you. I got a better one for you. I got a story that's going around from the left that the problem with the world is that the right-wing authoritarian right-wing people are trying to take over the world and control everything.
Yeah, sure.
I was like, seriously? Oh, and that we're afraid of white people are afraid to have open borders and let in all the people of color. And I couldn't take it anymore with their stupidity.
I really can't.
Yeah, I can't.
Because
First of all, most conservatives don't have a problem with legal immigration. They need to fix the immigration system. The immigration system is definitely broke. It's a shame they don't let more qualified people in because they're letting in too many unqualified people, legally as well as illegally.
Hey, listen, try to go to Canada, the UK. Did you know you cannot get a visa to live there or work there unless you have a qualified technical experience job?
Exactly.
Because you are no good to their economy.
That's right. Unless you're born there.
Because if you're born there, well, it's different. But
I don't have an issue with refugees. I don't have an issue with immigration. When it's done legally, when it's done the correct way, even if they don't all contribute to our community, at least, you know, it's done legally. We know they're not criminals. We know, you know what I mean? We know they're not terrorists. Yeah, when you just have open borders and let anybody come in, you don't know what kind of people are coming in.
I think that before you could become a citizen of the United States, you cannot have a record. You need to have a job skill, not just become a freeloader. I think all welfare needs to be done away with and restarted for what it was intentionally started for.
Right, to help
the elderly,
people. And to help people get on their feet. Not keep them chained down.
Oh, it's not chained down. They want to be that way. It's their way of life for them. So they can play the
victim. That's what I'm saying, but the government allowed it. That's not how it initially was. I worked for a couple who worked for the Department of Human Services when it first started. And they would just show up on people's doors to see that they were living the way they said. They had to go into that office every day to make phone calls and apply for jobs. They helped them to get jobs. They helped them learn how to do resumes and fill out job applications and get money for a bus. That's what it was meant to be.
Okay. When my kids were little, well, actually when I had one and two, my first two, if you were married, you could not get on welfare.
Right.
At all. And they still don't.
Correct.
Okay. The other thing is because I was in school and I wasn't working, I couldn't get welfare because I was trying to better myself by going to college.
Correct. And you're the one that they should be helping a little bit.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't need monetary help. All I need was food stamps. Oh, no, you can't.
Right. That's what I'm saying, but they won't.
Yeah. So people who have actual disabilities, like autistic people, severely, they should be on disability and they should be able to get welfare. Yes. If the elderly, straight up, elderly should be on welfare no matter what. I don't care. If you get a government check, you should be able to get welfare. Now, here's the thing. If you have an accident and you lose your job, you should be able to get it for 1 year. 1 year. And then
they need to start helping people and keeping families together. That's what's going to get people off of welfare. But you've got these welfare
frauds
freeloaders.
They don't want them off of welfare. They want that control.
Oh, I know. Oh, vote for us, and you could keep your lazy lifestyle. And that's what the Democrats have control over. And this is where you're going to see most of the,
do you know,
I don't say most of the black people, playing the
right.
victim card.
Right.
Look, we're oppressed. No, you're not.
I'll give you a real life scenario. So this woman is homeless. It doesn't matter how she became homeless or whatever, but they put her in one of those roach motels in New York. And, you know, they pay, even back then, they paid a lot of money for those roach motels. She managed
mm-hmm.
to get a job, okay? And she found an apartment, but she needed, you know, back then you had to put down, you know, first month and 1 month security. Not like today that you have 3 months. You only had to have 2 months. Do you know that not only would they not give her that deposit, they would rather continue to pay for the roach motel, which was added up to a month to like five times what her rent would have been, okay? They kicked her off once she would not even, she hadn't even had that job 2 weeks and they kicked her off.
What?
They kicked, you can't get, well, once you start a job, they kick you off. You know, they cut your, you know, they reexamine your income and they, you know, they either cut you down to next to nothing or you lose it completely. And you remember, I'm talking like 10, 15 years ago. So, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Welfare is designed to keep people underfoot. It's not designed to help people. And I hear plenty of stories of women who, you know, grew up on welfare and then, you know, they had children and then finally they're like, I can't do this. And I went to school and now I own my own home. I'm helping other people. I'm this, that, and the other thing. You know, these stories of people that had to pull themselves up by the bootstrap and they got no help from the government whatsoever. That they would only get help if they stayed underfoot. That's why you have so many children without fathers. So many women that have children by multiple men.
Well, see, here's the thing. It's a cycle. And I'm not saying the black people are the only ones that do this. Cause there's some
there are white people, too. No, they're white and Hispanic people. Yes, definitely.
They have one kid. And the kid gets to a certain age. They have another one. Because they have to make sure it's a lifetime of welfare until that kid turns 18.
Right.
And that's what it is. And then when your kids are all grown, shit, now what am I going to do? Oh, I can't work. I've got PTSD. From what? Being oppressed.
Right.
And
right.
they beat the system.
Yeah.
I was 100% disabled from the government, and I got denied SSI. Because I wasn't blind. I'm like, are you freaking serious? And then the government cuts my monthly check by half. That's why I can't afford to stay on, to have disability. I've got to go back to work. So
I'm on disability. I'm on disability. Now, I was initially denied. And I didn't want to sign up for disability. I did not want to. I didn't want to say I was disabled. You know, who the hell wants to admit
to the VA?
Disabled? Huh?
No. Mine's through the VA, though.
I'm not the type of person that wants to admit I'm disabled in any way. I don't want to say I can't do something. I mean, you know, it might be true, but I don't want to admit it.
But see, here's where it is. I've got to the point now. Oh, no, my ass is broken. Thank you, government. My ass is broken. Okay? You're going to pay me because you broke my ass. Now,
Well, yes.
Am
I gonna... You earned it, though. You earned it. You, I mean, but my point is, so my family.
You don't want to admit.
Yeah. My family made me reapply about a year or two later, and I won the case immediately. I mean, because the judge is like, it should never have been denied in the first place. So, but you can't live on that shit, and I'm sorry. I am not the kind of person that sits around on my ass doing nothing. Now, for the first year or whatever, you're really not allowed to make any money. So I volunteered. I did a lot of volunteer work, and I worked for my sister for free. I mean, you know, watching the kids or helping her, you know, do typing or whatever. I don't understand how these people can sit around and do nothing. I really don't.
I know, it kills you. It really just kills you. Why do you think I do four radio shows now, Maria?
Yeah, right.
I research.
You spend all your time doing that research.
Now, if I go and try and apply for SSI again, I'd probably get it because I've only applied 5 times.
Right.
But that's $1,700 a month that I would get. Or SSDI. My bad. I'd be
I was about to say, you would get SSDI.
Yeah. But here's the thing. That would put me over if I was to be nursing again. Now, maybe I should do that. I get another $1,600. Might as well. I earned it. But now, the SSDI I did earn, that was from just 10 years of nursing because I made that much money.
Right.
So, yes, I would. That's what they said I would make is $1,600. Maybe it might be $1,300. I don't know. I don't know. If I get my nursing license reinstated, I'll probably just go back to work in nursing. And I don't know.
I'm allowed to make, I think, I don't know if it's gone up. It's possible. But I'm allowed to make $1,950 a year in working. Anything over that, they subtract 50 cents or 20 cents or 50 cents for every dollar I make over that. So that helps because, you know, my disability, I can't really live on it. I mean, I could
was it 700?
If I had to. Huh?
Is it 770?
What 7? No. When you first started, you could only make, like, you know, like 770 or whatever.
No.
My disability.
Most people on SSI.
Oh, yeah, I'm not on SSI. I'm on SSDI. I'm getting what I put in. I worked. I worked my ass off most of my life. Yeah. I forget how much. I think it's like 13 something a month, and then they take out the 144 for Medicare. That's the. I'll be honest. The only reason I was willing to go for the disability is for the Medicare, because I can't work without my medicine, and I can't get my medicine without insurance. And they had stopped doing full time work, which means you don't get benefits. And I cannot afford to pay a few hundred dollars a month for insurance, and then on top of that have to pay, because my medication was expensive. So, so it was a catch-22 situation. You know what I'm saying? So I can't work without the medication. I can't get the medication without working with a job who has the benefits, which nobody's going to hire me because I was obese. And therefore considered a health risk, and they didn't want to have to pay for the health insurance.
That's why I like the VA benefits. Yeah, I know it sucks sometimes, but, you know, I know they'll have, no matter where I go in the United States, any hospital, you know, if I have to, and stuff, but.
Yeah, no. But at any rate, so I work for family. So if I get into a mood, if I have a problem, because my issue is a mental one,
And I don't show up. I don't have to worry about getting fired. Well, one time I did. I got nasty with a client, and my brother-in-law did seriously threaten to fire me. I had to talk my ass out of that. But the point is that I don't understand these kids today, these millennials, whatever you call them, that they don't want to go out and work. Okay, so they go out
That's
and volunteer. You want the government to hand you money. At least go volunteer it somewhere.
Gen Z is under 25. Millennials are between 25 and 35.
Well, both of them are piss poor excuses for humanity.
Facts. Tampa Bay Court. Okay. So, I don't think we have anything else left to discuss about our economics, because we all realize raising minimum wage would kill the country. I have seen more videos. You know what? These chicks are the reason why there's blonde jokes. I kid you not. Some of these girls are so damn stupid, it's not even funny. I just saw a new one about, she says, I don't want anybody coming into my comment section because, yeah, I know if you put airline fuel in your car, it'll make it fly. I know. I know how that works.
Wait, what?
She said, if you put jet fuel in a car, it'll make it fly.
No comment.
That's what I said. And another one said, why do we have to make men take paternity tests? I just don't get it. Why don't they have to make the mother take a maternity test? Seriously? You fucking gave birth to that child.
Joke?
No. She was dead serious. That's what I said. Take warning labels off of everything. And the problems will be solved.
That's almost as bad as that blonde that said they're not going to get coronavirus because they don't drink Corona.
Oh, dear God. I'm going to see if
Or the
right,
one that
Lorna,
cut a hole in
thinking?
Her mask.
I'm
Lorna,
here.
You still sleeping?
Okay.
No. I wasn't sleeping. I was eating.
Oh, okay. Hold on. I'm going to see if I can find this video. I swear to God, I never laughed so damn hard. They took it down. Them bastards. They took the video down. I cannot believe that. Fascist book sucks.
What was it?
Oh, hold on. Let me see if this is the one. They took one of the other videos down that I put. But let me see if I can. Oh, no, that was the paternity test. Nope, they took it. I cannot believe them. Bad guys. I'll have to find it later. I can't. No, they took it down because they're buttholes. Cannot believe that crap. But, yeah, she hold on, if I do it on here, I might be able to find it. So you guys would be able to hear it. Let me see if I can find it now. But you guys can go ahead and chit-chat. no, I can't. It's not here. So did you hear about the EMS and the fire department having to wear bulletproof vests now when they go to calls because they're trying to defund the police?
I'm not surprised, but I have a feeling that pretty soon EMS and fire department people are going to be resigning and retiring.
Well, yeah, I saw that, and it was the fire department guy. I can't remember if it was the paramedic or if he was in the fire department. No, he was in the fire department. And he said, he already said if they have to start wearing the bulletproof vest underneath their fire jackets, they're going to quit. I goes, oh, no. Trust me. They want to pull that crap, defund the police, and not make a scene safe for you guys. Trust me. I can guarantee you patriots will be showing up at calls. And apparently I triggered someone. And I said, we shoot first. We don't ask questions later. And so someone said, oh, so you mean murder? And I said, look, if you're going to go to a scene, a fire or an accident or whatever, and start shooting at EMS and the fire department for no reason, you're damn right we're going to start shooting back. And we will not ask questions later. And she's like, she goes, oh, well, from your statement, it sounded like you were just going to start shooting. You know, I swear to God, people have no common sense. But I think I might have found it. I think. I can't find it. This sucks. Oh, well. But
so I'm holding a plastic bag of ice water to my ear, and my cat is looking at me like I'm crazy.
Have you what was it? Have you seen those videos? I did not hear about this one. You know, everyone knows about the blinker fluid. Bobby, have you pulled that on anybody? On your kids?
He uses blinker fluid. What are you talking about?
Yeah, my daughter. Just
you know,
like,
they make
just like in the summertime, you should use a drill bit and drill it into the tread of your tire to even out the heat.
Well, in
Wisconsin,
a friend of mine told somebody that she's got to change the winter air from the summer air in her tires, and she deflated all four of the tires with no air compressor.
Oh, my God.
Her name was
Seriously?
Warner.
Seriously?
Yeah,
well,
her name
me.
Was
yeah,
Warner.
Serious. It's a true story.
Or go get chem light batteries. For their chem light.
What was that?
What's a chem light? A chem light? You know those little the sticks that you snap them and you shake them and they're fluorescent green or yellow?
Yeah,
those are chem lights. So we would
know that.
Yeah. Well, we would tell idiots to go get some chem light batteries because we ran out, and them dumbasses would go to supply looking for them.
Oh, I saw a video once. I got one for you, Kim. I'll have to see if I can find it. I saw a video once of a blonde trying to put gas in a Tesla.
Oh, I saw that video.
I was like, wow, really?
I just can't. I can't fathom these. Pat.
I mean, I willingly admit that I don't know a lot of stuff. And, you know, and sometimes I ask dumb questions, but I'd rather ask
a dumb question
than make a dumb mistake.
No such thing as a dumb question. It's a dumb answer that you'll get.
Oh, that's true. That's true. But my point is, you know, when I see people doing stuff, I think to myself, oh, my goodness. I mean, especially when it's something that's common sense stuff.
Oh, I know. So, go on YouTube. Go look up YouTube, right? Blinker fluid video.
Come on, Bobby.
And there's a ton of them. Huh?
Come on, boy. Come on.
Oh, so one dad told his kid
to go get some blinker fluid and a bucket of steam. This kid
wait,
went in there and
wait.
Asked for a bucket of steam. Huh? And I have this neat little trick for you guys. If you ever get tired of boiling water for like your macaroni, your pastas, your whatever, boil the water, put them in freezer bags, stick them in the freezer, and when you're ready to use them, just pull one of the bags out. Chickity talk, not one response. You guys
that
even
makes
hear
no
that?
Sense we... whatsoever.
No shit. Do you understand, Laura? Does somebody make a
video? I understand. I'm like, what the hell?
That's what you're...
No, I didn't understand. That's why I didn't respond.
They said if you want to save time, instead of having to boil water every time that you cook, just boil it, stick it in your freezer, and pull a bag out, and you'll have a bag of boiled water. And so was it really? Oh, my God, is that true? That's true. And I'm like, this is how stupid kids are today. I'm just saying. I was just waiting for at least a, what? Not even. You guys didn't even bite. I swear. Pat pulled the ultimate one this weekend at the gun range. I swear to God, I about fell out my friggin', I was standing up. You know those foam earplugs? I know Bobby does.
Yes, I have lots of them.
Okay. Well, we got a box of, like, I don't know, 30 pairs. It's 200 individual. Okay, there's 200 earplugs, individual earplugs, right, in a box. We're at the gun range with two of his friends that have never shot guns before, right? One of which is an engineer. Okay? He handed her two earplugs. And said, make sure I gave you one for your left ear and one for your right ear. And I shit you not, they both looked at him, looking for the left and the right on him.
No, 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 no.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, what's the difference? And we're like, not a damn thing. And he goes, you're kidding, right? I'm like, no. We just wanted to see if he'd fall for it. But one of her friends, who's an engineer, she fell for that shit. And I'm like, oh, my God, you people. But.
Gotta wonder.
Yeah, I know. I don't think we have anything else, Bobby, unless you have anything else to add or any more conspiracy news. Hey, let's report on some conspiracy. There's nothing.
Yeah, I know. I'm still waiting to see if they're going to ban me for 30 days for what I posted this morning.
Oh, my goodness. Jailbird time again.
I got it. I got an hour left, and I'm out.
Well, there's only like 26 minutes left of the show, Laura.
No, she's at Facebook jail.
Throw it in again. I give it a half an hour.
Oh, I already started, Lorna. I already started back with my shit. Two things about the government forcing farmers to get rid of their crops. You know what they're going to do if the farmers don't get rid of it? They're going to tax the shit out of their land. See, right now farmers
are taxed
on their land. Yeah, so they're gonna tax them so high that they will lose their farms. So cherry farmers, where all the cherry trees, they were forced to dump millions of pounds of cherries. And
they can't
people
just
are saying,
stick
what?
It in a silo. They have to destroy it and prove that they destroyed it.
Exactly. So they can't sell it. They can't give it away. Why? They're trying to do a food shortage. It's not just the beef like Bobby we're talking about, having
No, it's everything.
Food. Yeah. It's everything. And go watch Soylent Green. Let me tell you something. That movie will make you sick to even think about it.
No, I don't want to think about it. I've seen it at least twice, and the only reason I watched it the second time is because Charlton Heston is sexy as shit.
Well, see, here's the thing. If you could sit past the 1971 movie or 76 or whatever, okay, yeah, it's a lot of bad acting and who cares, whatever. But the point is the movie was supposed to have taken place in 2019 and 2020 and 2021.
Yeah. You mean,
okay.
Wait, you mean they remade it?
No, listen.
Oh. You said if you could sit through the 1971 version, I was like, wait a minute, did they remake it? I only know the one with Charlton Heston.
No, I meant their version of acting and shit like that, where people were forced to live in big cities, the mega metropolises.
Yes.
Nobody could live in the country. Everything was supposedly plant-based, and when the algae beds in the ocean were dying and no more fish and stuff like that, people could go home early, which literally means they euthanized people, took their bodies, sterilized them, and they turned it into food.
Yep.
But the whole thing, the whole premise of that movie is it was made in the 70s, yeah, but it was depicting the year 2019 to 2021.
Yeah. There are a lot of movies like a lot of movies.
Yeah, that were made in the 80s, and it's really scary to think that it's like, holy shit, did they really know?
Look at Mad Max.
That's what we said.
Look at Mad Max. There's another one.
Yep. I Am Legend.
Right.
Same thing. Bad vaccine to cure cancer. And then what's the other one? The Umbrella
Andromeda Strain,
Resident
Evil. I can go on.
Oh yeah. Oh,
we've had a lot of warnings. And those of
giggles?
Us that know realized it, and we're preparing as best we can.
For shits and giggles, the CDC has redone their page on a zombie apocalypse.
No, they did. I gotta go check it out.
Oh yes, this was
really
from last year. Yes, I saw it in the video. They did it. They didn't know. People thought it was a joke, so they made all kinds of brochures, pamphlets, posters, all kinds of crap, videos, everything. Apparently, they redid it again and reposted it. And I was in paying my rent, and I said, "Good God!" And she goes, "Did they just say what I think she said?" I said, "Yes, they did." And I said, you want to know how to survive a zombie apocalypse? Watch The Walking Dead, World War Z, Z Nation.
Resident Evil. Resident Evil.
Yeah,
I am Legend.
You want to know how to survive? Don't count on the CDC for anything. Go watch those movies. But I did find Maria. I think you said something about two Iranian Navy ships are headed to the Americans.
Yes.
To provoke the U.S. So,
and we're not doing shit about it.
It's headed to Venezuela. It's a missile attack craft.
And it has EMP missiles, I saw.
That's what I'm looking for. So Biden is trying to lure Iran back to the 2015 nuclear deal. And it's pissing off Tehran. But let me see what it said about the two Iranian ships. I'm looking. Let's see. It does not. I'm looking on there, and it does not say if it has anything about an EMP. They just know it's a missile ship, a missile launch type of ship. That's it. But here's the thing: if they're coming in through by going to Venezuela and coming up that's the West Coast. If they have the capabilities of an EMP, that will take out the whole West Coast, probably all of Texas, all the way up. Because it would take. Remember, we did a show. It would take three EMPs to kill America completely. But
Let me see.
Well, speaking of killing people, what was that on Fauci got busted, the post that Bobby put?
What?
With Fauci.
Bobby, what'd you post?
About what?
Free beer. I don't know, that Fauci was finally busted on his lies or something.
Oh, yeah. Like,
oh, yeah.
I said, if you read if you read my post, I'm just waiting for them to ban me for it.
Did you put it on the group page or yours?
No.
No,
on mine.
Oh, okay. Oh, wait a minute. You hold on. I can just go on my phone and do this.
So they actually got proof that he screwed everybody?
Yeah.
Oh, he came
That's
out
what
and
all
said
the emails came
and
out.
And his emails.
Yeah,
with his emails.
Wow.
Yeah, that's why they said they were laughing because about us conspiracy theorists. This one here. It says Harvard, or that one. I did that one on our national page. Bill Gates says next pandemic will get attention as scientists warn millions of dead due to the vaccine flaw. And I was surprised. That was not, they didn't do a fact check on it like I always get. See, it says, as scientists and doctors continue to warn of deadly known problems in corona vaccine development, which are only apparent in the long term after the exposure of vaccinated subjects to the wild mutated virus. There's also a documentary on Bill Gates that shows last year predicting an even worse pandemic will hit. The death rate is going to be about 35%. It's going to be worse than Ebola and SARS. It says Gates is neither a scientist nor a doctor or even a college graduate. But the third richest man in the world, Gates makes a remark with a bizarre smirk as his wife smiles with unseemingly glee. Gates has a close relationship with Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation and... So doctors are saying, and doctors and scientists are saying, casualties in the millions due to hyperimmune response. And I posted it. I did not get fact check or anything like that. So,
from what I'm reading, it has a good, a high probability of happening. And America is not prepared, and I don't mean the citizens. I mean the military, the government in general are not prepared if an EMP is used against the United States. Even one, never mind three, even one would, in fact, they're saying Texas winter electrical grid failures highlight that fact, just that, amongst other things.
Now, remember what we discussed, and I even looked it up. We said, will all the nuclear power plants have backup generators?
True. And they don't. No.
They do, but when an EMP goes down, goes up, how are you going to pump the water into the cooling pond? Not with that generator, because it'll burn the generators. And that's what people don't understand. And it'll put the West Coast into a nuclear winter. Yes, it'll take some time for it to go all the way around the world. So Bobby would be affected last. Me and Pat would get it first, and then Lorna, then Weathers, and John. Because we're in Kansas. We're right in the middle. So
What am I getting?
Remember how we said it would take three EMPs, the big EMPs, to go over in the Earth's atmosphere, over America, would totally shut, it would fry everything in America. If
and
the
I would
Iranian
get it first,
ship, no, we would. Well, we live in Kansas. That's just why I'm saying that. Unless our other viewers, you know, listeners are over in California. But if they come up the coast, the West Coast, right, in California and all that, they would, any nuclear power plant on that, that's in that side of the United States, eventually would have issues. Eventually. Days, weeks, whatever. But it would take time for all the radiation to get into the jet stream and make us happy ass all around the world. It took 11 years now for the one in Fukushima. Was it that one, Pat? The nuclear. I think it was the one at Fukushima. It wasn't Chernobyl. The effects from Fukushima has now come around the backside and is now hitting California. People, they're just noticing the nuclear radiation. It's taken up 10 years. So, yeah, it wouldn't take much. So, and that's one power plant. One. And we had how many in the United States?
I think you said 9 or 11 or something like that.
Oh, no, it's more than that.
96 or something 92? Like that. Or
yeah.
Or was it? I thought it was like 50-something, there was 90-something or other.
Okay.
La-di-da-di.
It's 94 commercial reactors.
I show 60. There are 60 commercially operating nuclear power plants with 98 nuclear reactors.
Well, this is as of 2019, so they might have built more. But as
no, that's what I'm saying. In other words, a nuclear power plant has multiple reactors. That's why
yes.
you can have more reactors than power plants.
Yeah. But we looked at
and you know Bill Gates and Warren Buffett are about to build their own.
Yeah.
Did you read that? I just saw it today.
No.
Yes, I did. I swear to God. Northwest State. Bill Gates and Warren Buffett are building their own nuclear power plant. News about Bill Gates in Wyoming. They're building it in Wyoming to build a new kind of nuclear reactor.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
So he owns the majority of farmland now in the United States. They're threatening current farmers that, you know, they can't even store food enough for themselves. Well, I'm hoping they can at least store food enough for themselves. But, yeah. So, yeah, it's about to hit. You know, the elites are about to, you know, get down and dirty.
Okay. Here's the thing. If an EMP hit, right, just one, they have a very short window of shutting down a power plant, a nuclear power plant, after an EMP. But there goes all your electricity. We would have zero electricity.
Yep.
Because every other power plant in the United States would have to shut down. There goes all your power. So
it'll take a minimum of 2 months to 10 years, depending on where it hits and whether or not it's one, two, or three.
Now, you could shut a power plant down, right? The rods go into the earth. Okay, cool. But it's the spent nuclear rods, the spent fuel pools. That's going to be your problem right there. Not the nuclear power plant. Well, that too, but your spent fuel ponds, you can't keep them cool. That's going to be a problem. Without electricity, you can't pump cool water. You can't do anything to those spent fuel rods. Nothing. And that's what we've been trying to say. So unless you have a Faraday box for your whole damn house.
The meltdown you have to worry about.
Huh?
It's the meltdown you have to worry about.
Yeah.
From the spent rod.
And see, it all, like I said, it also depends on how long it takes to figure out there was an EMP. You know what I'm saying? Of course, it's not going to be hard to find to figure that out when you got planes dropping out of the air because everything stops working, which is going to suck.
Theoretically, shouldn't Star Wars prevent an EMP?
Should, but
we should be able to shoot it down from space.
Well, that's just it. Hopefully, they could catch it fast enough. But when we looked it up on another show, it would just say they got the non-nuclear EMPs. Okay, great. Or not non-nuclear, whatever. And it's just the same as, you know, whatever. It's like, you got nowhere to find it. All I could say is hope for the best.
We just need to bomb Iran out, donate, and done with it.
Oh, I know. Just bomb Iran, get it over with. But don't forget, Iran has China and Russia on their side now.
Did you see where Trump blasted Fauci on his website?
He did what?
Trump blasted Fauci apparently on his Make America Great website.
I heard that, but I didn't see what he said. I've been hearing a lot about it.
And flip-flopped on everything. And
awesome. It was awesome.
And then he said China should give us $5 billion in reparation money to the entire world.
Actually, why don't we just call the debts and we owe China shit?
Exactly. He said Fauci had evidence that the virus started in Wuhan way before he admitted it.
Yep.
Well, yeah, but he got paid $3.7 million to go over there to start it. So
he funded Wuhan research.
Yeah. He got paid the $3.7 million. But here's the thing. They're making memes about it. Fauci is not suicidal. Nothing's going to happen to him. Not a damn thing. He'll disappear. He'll leave America, and he'll just disappear. Like a fart in the wind.
With the protection program.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know.
I just shared the statement on Telegram, Tim.
What? The one that Bobby said? Or the one about Fauci? Hold on, I'm trying to find it. Oh, okay.
Donald Trump's statement, I shared it.
Yeah. Okay, I know this is out there. This is about... I don't know. Did you guys hear that Trump said he was going to be inaugurated in August?
I heard that.
So, why would he be saying that? Is he delusional?
That's a lie.
Is it the truth?
He's not saying it.
Who?
Trump is not saying he's going to be inaugurated in August. That is BlueAnon. Okay? He did make a statement that the, you know, when people, when they, he was asked about the 24 election running in there or the 22, he said that if things aren't fixed now, there's not going to be any election in 22 or 24. Mike Lindell is the one that's saying that he will be back in office in August. Lynn Wood is the one that's saying that they're not Trump. It's that freaking, you know, Democrat Blue-Anon group. They're a real thing, not QAnon, Blue-Anon, because I've been following that story because I was like, it made no sense.
Well, that's what I said, and that's just going to ruin, you know, everything about Trump trying to rerun. But here's the thing.
No. You need, yeah, listen to his he's put out a lot of interviews the last week or so with a couple of different people, and he has talked about it, and you know, and about what's happening in Maricopa County, and now Georgia and other states are following. But and he has said that things need to be fixed immediately. But he has said absolutely nothing about what would happen if those states do prove enough fraud to have overturned the election. He hasn't even touched that topic.
Well, see, here's the thing. Like I said, when Canada's government decided no more elections until COVID is done, which means Trudeau stays right where the hell he's at. You know, I could see that the Biden administration doing that shit here. Or they're going to say there was so much fraud in the last election that we cannot have another safe election, and therefore Biden would remain president. That could happen. Then you're going to have your another revolutionary war because people
That'll
better stand up. What?
They'll never get that passed. There's no way.
I don't know. It was all the crap that they're getting away with. What? I mean, I hope not. Don't get me wrong. I hope not. But
there are limits, and that's constitutional.
We have 90 seconds left.
Okay. All right, Bobby.
I wasn't keeping an eye on the time.
I know. I just looked down and noticed.
Good show, guys. Good show.
Yes. Yes, definitely great. Thank you so much, everybody, for pitching in and helping out. I hope you all have a great weekend. Be safe. God bless. Thanks for being here. God bless America, our troops, our first responders, our veterans, our kids, and God bless the Defender 7. Good night, everybody.
Good morning.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Love you guys.
Love you.